May Beaver's on the line with us. This Justin Jones character that you see pictured at TennesseeStar.com has also stalked and been a problem and a protester with respect to May Beavers as well. Former State Senator May Beavers is on the line with us on our Newsmakers line. And May, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So you know this character, have had some run-ins with this character.
Well, 2 years ago, when Mark Pody and I filed the bathroom bill, we had some protesters show up at one of our town hall meetings, and they wanted us to answer questions about that bill and about our Defense of Marriage Act. And so we told them we would have a press conference. So we attempted to call one day down at the legislature. They had the room full. We attempted to start the press conference, and they started saying, "We don't want to hear what you have to say," and just yelling out things. So we just walked out of the room. They followed us down the hallway, followed now Senator Pody to his office, where they knocked things off of desk. They followed me to my office, screaming at the top of their lungs right behind me, to the point that the colonel and the highway patrol caught up with me to escort me to my office, and then escorted us to our cars instead of escorting the protesters out of the building, which I thought was amazing. But when I looked back at, you know, the 3 weeks that this Justin Jones and his troops sat in my office, harassed, kept us from doing business, I looked at his Facebook page, and he came here, it seems, from California to TSU, and I understand now is at Vanderbilt Divinity School. But if you looked at his if you looked at his Facebook post, he was at the pipeline protest out west. He was in Washington, D.C. for the Women's March. He was in my office, of course, and then, of course, he was up with at the Capitol when the group was protesting Nathan Bedford Forrest's bust, and now Marsha Blackburn's rally.
He's just a professional protester, I guess, funded with George Soros' money.
Well, it makes me wonder who's paying for him to go to school here. You know, I guess that's his main job, though, is protesting.
May, this is Michael Patrick Leahy. So when Justin Jones was at this press conference, how did he conduct himself towards you?
Well, he was the one that was ended up in my office every Wednesday as the main character leading the crowd, and he would just constantly knock on my door and, you know, say, "Senator Beavers, you know, we have some questions, you know," and it just wouldn't let up. I couldn't do business. If someone was in my office, we weren't able to talk. Just disruptive behavior.
You know, and again, I raised the question, 737-9522, if you're a former law enforcement official, if you're a current law enforcement official, a DA or assistant DA, I'd love to have the answer. I'm seriously asking, why aren't we having these people who act in this unhinged, mentally unbalanced manner that we saw demonstrated at this Marsha Blackburn Get Out the Vote rally by this Justin Jones character, by the woman that was shouting F-bombs and screaming and had to be dragged forcibly from the building? Why aren't we having these people committed for a mental health evaluation for 24 to 48 hours? They are acting in an unhinged, irrational, deranged manner. This is what you see before somebody engages in violent behavior, whether it's mailing bombs that may or may not work, whether it's shooting up a synagogue, whether it's shooting up a congressional baseball practice by Republicans. These people are acting in a more outrageous behavior than any of those characters acted before they acted out in a violent way. Why aren't we subjecting these people to a mental health evaluation to determine whether or not they are a danger to themselves or others? If we're going to have a mental health crisis in this country, let's start with those who are behaving in a mentally unhinged manner. And this Justin Jones character, this woman that was there, when they act in this way, they ought to be subjected to incarceration for a 24 to 48-hour period to determine whether or not they're mentally ill.
I agree with you, Steve. And to think that Marsha had to put up with this in a rally that was supposed to be a positive event, to have to put up with people like this, they do have to be mentally deranged to do nothing but travel around the country and disturb our rallies everywhere.
Well, again, it underlines the jobs, not mobs choice that voters face. And again, you got Lionel Bredesen claiming this happens at his rallies all the time. Prove it. Prove it.
Where's the picture?
May, thanks for your call. Thanks for all you do, and keep it up.
Thank you.